Today we're exploring the Coaching Career Model, a new reflective coaching framework. Can you explain what inspired its creation?
Absolutely. The model draws from William Pinar's career method, which reimagines curriculum as a lived autobiographical process. We've adapted his four stages, regressive, progressive, analytical, and synthetical, into self-awareness, future design, reflection and insight, and action and alignment to guide transformative coaching.
How does the coaching career model differ from traditional models like GROW or SMART goal setting?
Traditional models are often linear and outcome-focused, which can limit deep personal transformation. The coaching career model emphasizes narrative integration, critical reflection, and future-oriented design, facilitating change across emotional, cognitive, and existential dimensions.
What philosophical ideas ground the coaching career model?
We're inspired by existentialism and phenomenology. Think Heidegger, Sartre, and Merleau-Ponty. The model treats life as a temporal project, encouraging clients to explore their past and future, confront inherited narratives, and engage transformation as an embodied, meaning-making process.
How do psychological theories inform the model's approach to coaching?
We draw heavily from narrative identity theory, particularly McAdams, which sees identity as an evolving life story. We also incorporate possible selves theory, self-efficacy, and emotional intelligence, supporting clients to reauthor their narratives, clarify motivation, and integrate insight for sustainable change.
In what ways does the model address the wider social context of the individual?
The coaching career model embeds coaching within social constructivism and critical theory. Clients examine how social, cultural, and institutional narratives shape their identity. This includes exploring power dynamics, internalized oppression, and systemic forces, allowing for both personal and social transformation.
Let's break down the first stage. What does self-awareness involve?
Self-awareness is about critically revisiting one's past, exploring autobiographical identity, internalized beliefs, and socio-emotional patterns. Clients use tools like life maps or journaling to surface unconscious themes and understand how inherited narratives still influence their choices.
What happens during the future design stage?
Future design invites clients to intentionally imagine and construct aspirational identities. Through visualization and scenario planning, they articulate values-driven futures, moving beyond conditioned identities toward lives aligned with their core potential.
How does the reflection and insight stage facilitate transformation?
This stage helps clients surface hidden assumptions and internal conflicts, often drawing on the immunity to change framework. It includes examining how systemic dynamics like gender, race, or class shape personal patterns, enabling clients to unlearn or reframe what holds them back.
How do clients move from insight to action in the final stage?
Action and alignment synthesizes past, present, and future insights into value-driven behavior. Clients experiment with new actions and relational practices supported by micro-practices and accountability, ensuring their transformation is embodied and sustainable.
What does the coaching career model mean for coaching practice?
It shifts coaching from performance optimization to depth-oriented transformation. Coaches become reflective partners, creating space for narrative exploration, developmental awareness, and cultural reflexivity. This is especially impactful for clients navigating transitions, identity shifts, or systemic barriers.
Some reflective models struggle to translate insight into real change. How does this model address that?
The action and alignment stage specifically closes that gap. Clients design small, courageous experiments like practicing boundaries or new communication styles and track their experiences, so insight leads directly to lived transformation.
Why is the coaching career model especially relevant in today's world?
In times of uncertainty and global change, people need frameworks that foster coherence, resilience, and ethical self-authorship. The model's recursive cycles self-awareness, future design, reflection and insight, action and alignment helps clients consciously reauthor their lives, integrating past, present, and future for authentic, principled growth.